Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Kent Hensler's here. I know. I'm excited, too. Ken's back. CEO of SpiderWorks, Inc., author of Cause of Disturbance and The 90% Rule, one of my favorite books, and he joins us all the way from Canada. Ken, welcome back.
Thanks. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Thank you.
So, Ken, I have been on a quest now for some time to get, and you and I may have talked about this before, to get my audience, small business owners, wherever I can touch them, to focus a little bit more of their time, as much as they can, maybe more than they think they can, on being the CEO of their company, not sort of stepping out of the manager's role as much as possible, try to delegate management more, and at least part of the time, find some time during any week or month, and certainly quite often during the year, maybe a little bit every day, to being the CEO of their business. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I think it's the toughest transition that we can make in business. And I believe that because for me, it's been one heck of a challenge or struggle, and it's something that I'm trying to work through every single day as this business that I'm building grows. And it's funny, I do what a lot of entrepreneurs do, and when something ails them, I move to Dr. Google and I start searching, and I start looking for definitions and understanding and reading to really start to get straight in my head the difference of issues. And I found this great quote in Inc. magazine from James Kern. It said that leaders look forward and imagine the possibilities, and managers monitor and adjust today's work.
Yeah, and managers do what leaders tell them to do.
What they do what leaders tell them to do, but I think that the key is you don't want to be telling people every day, so I think your leadership style.
I probably didn't say that well. Managers manage in the direction that the leader set for the company. Maybe I should say it more that way.
Yes, they do, and it's really interesting because when you think of leadership as a little more abstract, influencing, motivating, inspiring. And management of the oversight or control of the day-to-day, it's amazing how the two really need to work together perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
As you're saying, as a leader, if you're setting the direction, if you're setting the tone of where your company should be going, how it should be acting, the manager needs to interpret and apply that on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And the incredible thing, though, is as abstract as leadership might be, I think it still comes down to numbers and sight lines. Because as a leader, you can always look at things like revenue. If you're in manufacturing, you can look at operations and profitability. If you're in services, you can look at profitability or person hours per project. And that'll tell you how well your managers are doing and how well the tone or direction you're setting is working. So as abstract as leadership might be, I really do believe you can tie it back to KPIs and get a feel for, you know, what type of direction your managers need or whether or not, you know, you're providing them enough or could be providing them more latitude to make more decisions.
Well, one thing about my friend Tim Berry, the galactic guru of business planning, he has a term that I love called plan versus actual. And so if you're the CEO, if you're the leader of your company, then you're the one who's supposed to be seeing where, looking at the implications of what's going to happen in the future. What's the most likely direction for the company? What should you be doing? What should the company be selling, and how should they be selling it a year, 3, 5 years from now? That kind of thing. And when you're projecting those kinds of ideas, and you're developing the capital and the people to pull all that off, well, you're supposed to go back and check and see how that did, right? I mean, you work with your managers. Okay, I had an idea. How's it? And, you know, we all agreed that we'd head in this direction. How did we pull that off? How'd the first quarter look? How'd the next quarter look? It's teamwork as far as that's concerned, isn't it?
Well, it's definitely teamwork, because translating, you know, vision and opportunity into reality, I mean, there's probably nothing harder in the world than actually doing that. And I think that, you know, as entrepreneurs, when we start out, we manage ourselves. You know, we don't really have employees at the beginning,
right,
of the run, so we're doing
all the first jobs first, don't we?
Absolutely. And all of a sudden, you have to start pulling those jobs apart, one from the other, and empowering people around you. And that's part of being a leader. And I think that's an incredibly hard hurdle to overcome.
The two hardest things to do are to, number one, to accept that your company is no longer going to be perfect. It can only be excellent, because nobody's perfect but you. When you do it, it's perfect. But when you delegate it, it's not going to be perfect. You have to get over that. And then you have to hire people that can actually be excellent, right? Because if you have people that you, when you turn it over to them, if they can't approximate your perfection, you're not going to feel comfortable delegating to them, or you're going to get stuck in the mud again.
That's true, but the one thing I would back up to is say that your company can be better than perfect if you hire and bring in the right people. The people that I'm bringing in, I mean, one of my biggest challenges is that, frankly, I think they're much brighter and they're much more experienced than I am. And I think that's what you need to do to move your business forward.
Right.
So you really can have a better business if you learn to lead and to delegate and just to oversee management KPIs.
I just don't like that word perfect, except unless I'm applying it to myself. I'm the only one who can do that in my office. Hold on that thought, Ken. I need your website quickly.
CauseOfDisturbance.com.
Check it out. Quick break, folks. Right back with Ken Tenzer. More to come. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.